is Marcia, and I'm with the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. I don't know if you're familiar with the Sanctuary for Independent Media. Could you introduce yourself first?
Yeah, my name is Carissa Murray. I'm actually a physician assistant student at Albany Medical College.
Beautiful, beautiful. So why are you here today?
Especially being wanting to go into the medical field, I know from learning that like abortion is a human right and it's something that is essential for healthcare. There's so many people that like need abortions. Like if it's late term, the most likely reason is because it's dangerous for the mother to have the baby. There are cases where I've heard of. I've talked to an abortion provider in Texas where you know it's highly regulated. And the woman wasn't able to get an abortion that needed one, and she went septic because of it and had to have her limbs amputated because of it. Like, there's reasons that, you know, like everyone might need an abortion, and it's essential to have access to it.
Do you have fellow students that don't feel the same way that you do? Are there, you know, students in, or even professors in the department that agree with this potential change?
I haven't spoken to any that do. I'm sure, like, I can't speak for everyone, obviously. I only speak for myself. I'm not speaking for the whole program or anything. A lot of us really I have some fellow students here, too. And a lot of us understand that it's a healthcare, it's a right, you know.
Do you have thoughts on what next? You know, it's so wonderful that you're speaking up. What next? Thoughts on that?
I hope Roe v. Wade doesn't get overturned. It seems like it will. I know for, you know, areas like New York and Massachusetts, I'm originally from Massachusetts and I plan to go back there. There's not that concern, but I am interested in going into OBGYN, so like I've been thinking about like how I can maybe get a van and drive people over here that need abortions, you know, like because even though it doesn't affect everywhere, we still gotta think about the people in other places that are affected by this, you know. Hopefully we can get together, like people like this get together and help the people who need them get to places where they can get one.
How would you talk to someone that identifies as anti-abortion rights, or as they might say, pro-life? What would you say to them to let them hear your perspective?
I would say do more research, like look into it. I think it's a pretty narrow-minded perspective because they're just saying that abortion is murder, but there's so many different reasons why someone could need an abortion. And that's why it's about choice. It's not about, like, we want people to have abortions. It's about having the option to. And, you know, healthcare is a decision between the provider and the patient. And, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into it. So I think those people should be thinking more outside the box and reasons why someone would need an abortion.
My name is Alice. You're wearing this great blue Good Troublemaker t-shirt. You have two great signs. Stefanik voted no on Roe. Vote no on Stefanik November 8th. Could you talk about why you are here and why you made these signs?
Well, I'm actually a professor of history, and I teach the Constitution every semester to my students. So I'm particularly bothered by just the lack of knowledge that a justice of the Supreme Court has on the 14th Amendment as well as the 9th Amendment. So that's why I'm here more than anything else. But also I'm a woman, and you know, even if I wasn't a woman, I'd be here. I tell my male students all the time, this is as much their issue as it is any, you know, their sister, their daughter, their mother. I'm not from Stefanik's district. I'm from Paul Tonkel's district, but she did vote against the House bill last year that would have codified Roe. So I was hoping I could find someone here. I haven't yet to give the Stefanik sign to. She needs to be voted out of office, and I hope that happens on November 8th. And then this last one, that's saying that the word abortion's not in the Constitution. There's a lot of words not in the Constitution, and that's what the Ninth Amendment is all about. The Ninth Amendment says that you cannot construe what is stated to deny or disparage those rights that aren't stated. And for some reason, a justice of the Supreme Court has ignored that.
So you're out here, you're demonstrating, we're in front of Troy Planned Parenthood. What hope do we have in actually making sure that the Constitution is not revoked on Roe v. Wade?
You have to vote. If you don't vote, and the vote will have to be massive because there's so much voter suppression going on, the turnout's got to be big enough to overcome that. If it's not, it will be overturned. And, you know, it's not just in New York State. In New York State, we'll still have it, but then we have to provide for those people who don't have services, which is going to put more pressure on our services here. And then McConnell's already said that he won't rule out doing a national ban.
Right. I'm looking at this beautiful sign over here, and it says, "You can do what you want with your own body." Is that a sign that you made?
Mom painted the words. But I did all the colors that are in between the words.
Who came up with the words that are on the sign that I helped you paint?
Yeah.
Who came up with those words?
Me.
Yeah, you did.
My photo for the sign that you made.
Oh, yeah. My sign says, "I do not consent for you to make my decision." Because what are we learning about right now? Were we learning about consent? Yeah, and how our bodies belong to us.
We can do whatever we want with the bodies.
Yes, we can do whatever we want with our own bodies. But we always have to ask for permission if we're gonna do something with anybody else's body, if we're gonna touch, or if we're gonna hug, or... You're right, we do have to ask them. So right now, this fight is bigger than just abortion. It is telling us and setting precedent for anything that we can and cannot do. And it's not okay. And we're telling them that it's not okay. Right? My name is Keegan. And this is Porter, and this is Harrison.
And you are here with two kids. You're a parent. Why is this specifically important for parents?
I think it's incredibly important for parents. I chose to be a parent each time I made that decision. I also made the choice to not carry either of my children. I have the parts that make babies, and that's not what my body is meant for. But I do love kids, and I am around them all the time. I've dedicated my life to being with kids and supporting and helping to raise them. And I think it's incredibly important for everyone to be able to make that decision for themselves, and that is what I want to pass along to my kids. I want them to learn and grow up and understand that their bodies are their own, and they can choose to do whatever they want, and I will support them. I just want them to understand their actions and why they are doing what they're doing. And I think that is the point. I think that everybody is coming from their own place. And I think that we forget how much every single person is different and unique and has their own unique set of experiences. And not everybody wants to be a parent, and that's okay. I think that is totally fine. And forcing that upon someone is just going to instill more trauma for future generations, and that's not okay. So I think that people should make the decision for themselves and no one else. So that's why I'm here today.
What feelings are you having being here today?
I'm excited to bring my kids here and share this with them. It's something that has always been really important part of my life, and something that I wasn't allowed to do when I was younger and asked to. So I'm feeling a lot of excitement. I'm feeling sad that we have to be here, that this has to go on. I'm feeling drained and tired for continuously fighting, and I'm doing it because one day I hope my kids don't have to. I'm having a lot of overwhelming emotions, but I'm glad to see that there is support in the community. I think that's really important. I'm glad to see that there are other people here that are like-minded and that are continuing to fight and that haven't given up. So I'm feeling hopeful.